Hi.
State your name for the record.
My name is Sue Thayer. I am from Storm Lake, and I worked as a center manager for Planned Parenthood at the Storm Lake Center for just short of 18 years. And when they announced at a manager's meeting that I was in 2007 that they were going to be implementing webcam abortions across the state, I had very serious concerns about that, the procedure, the safety of it, everything connected with it. And I still have those same concerns today. One of my biggest concerns really is that when I was there as a center manager, I was going to be expected to learn how to do transvaginal ultrasounds. To train to do that, I would have gone to the Sioux City abortion facility, followed someone there who was doing them, and then go back to my center and provide this procedure so that we would have the image to scan to the physician in Des Moines to do the webcam abortion. I'm not a medical person. I was the office manager. I had no medical training whatsoever. The transvaginal ultrasounds are done by non-medical staff. And at my clinic in Storm Lake, we had a nurse practitioner there for 2 hours a week, and that was it. And so the rest of the time, we were all non-medical people. And so if a woman did come back in after having a webcam abortion, we would not have the capability to help her. So that was, one of my biggest concerns, really. The other thing that was a concern to me was that because Iowa does not have a waiting period, if a woman came in for just a urine pregnancy test, learned that it was positive, she was pregnant, at that particular time, she could be offered a webcam abortion, and there was no reason for her to even leave the clinic. She could have it done right then without any really thought about it. And there was women while I was still there that would take the first set of pills at one of the facilities and then decide that that was a bad idea, come back in, and by that time it's too late. She hadn't had any forethought, and there was really nothing that we could do for her. So that's why I'm here to share that story, and I do support the petition.
Do you support the rules as they're written?
Yes.
Any questions for Mrs. Thayer from the committee? Senator Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How many years did you work at Planned Parenthood?
Almost 18.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And you were the director?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more public input?
Hi. My name's Mary Pirtle. I am on the board for InterVisions Healthcare, but I'm not representing them today. The issue of the telemed abortions has been very concerning to me. I come from a medical background. My father started the first coronary care unit in Iowa and helped provide the LifeLight protocols. And he would be very happy to have telemedicine, but he would not think that it was a health care choice. It's more of teledeath. And this is not saving someone's life. It's taking the life of a healthy baby and a presumably healthy mother. But what upset me as I looked at Planned Parenthood's information, they keep claiming to not have any complications. And I know that back when they were in the clinical trial, the original one, Dr. Mark Louvert testified that there was a very serious complication. A patient that came into his emergency room at Allen Memorial Hospital a woman who had lost over half her blood volume. She had taken the medication abortion at Planned Parenthood of Des Moines and was coming in hemorrhaging. He examined her and found that she still had fetal parts in her uterus. She had to go immediately to surgery.
Madam Chair, I'd submit this is off topic. We're talking about telemedicine. This is someone who went in and got the procedure. Now, we've been trying to stick the topic at your request, so I think this is off topic.
May I make a point? Planned Parenthood keeps saying there are no complications. My point is Planned Parenthood, I don't think, looks for the complications or reports them.
They did say there's no complications, but it is off topic.
And there are other studies that show that people do have adverse results. One thing that upsets me about the Planned Parenthood website also is that they routinely give prophylactic antibiotics, which the FDA does not approve of.
And that's not in the rule.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
My
point is, I think that a physician should be examining the patients. I think that if I were to go and take one of these medications that they say has so many adverse reactions, my doctor would want me to come back for a follow-up. These women need to have a physician examine them to make sure that the abortion was complete and that they don't have fetal parts left in their uterus that could cause an infection. So I support the board in this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got a question for
you. Hold on. Representative Olson.
Ma'am, are there any other clinics or locations that are prescribing abortion-inducing drugs but for Planned Parenthood?
Yes, there are around the country.
Well, give me an example around Iowa, if you know.
I don't know all of them, but I know that Planned Parenthood is the major provider.
Well, who are some of the minor providers?
I don't know the answer to that question. What's the relevance to that?
I'm asking the questions. That's the relevance.
Is this relevant to the rule?
That's not your place to say that.
Ma'am, what's your occupation again?
I am a housewife. I happen to serve on the board of InterVisions Healthcare.
And what are your
professions? But I am not representing them. My background is that I have a master's degree in learning disabilities. I was a teacher for a number of years.
So you do not take phone calls pursuant to your job on the board?
At InterVision.
I haven't. What's the relevance?
It's merely a question. But you don't take phone calls.
Someone could call me.
Okay. Question wasn't asked well. We had a nurse that's employed apparently by your board. She takes phone calls. True?
Yes.
You were here.
Yes.
You don't do that type of work.
No,
right?
I don't do that type of work.
So with that thought in mind, where did you get your background that there are places other than Planned Parenthood in the state of Iowa that prescribe abortion-inducing drugs? Where'd you get that information?
I just assumed there were other places as well. I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Any other questions from the committee? All right. Thank you, Mary. Any other public comment?